The miraculous event, the feeding of the 5,000, is found in all four Gospels. For Luke, it took place in a deserted place, or in some translations, a lonely place. All Gospels agree that Jesus was followed by a great crowd into the hill country. What were they after? Maybe some came to hear a little more about the kingdom, inspired by Jesus' hope-filled promise of God's mercy and healing. Perhaps others simply came to see another miracle from one whose words could change lives and whose deeds could do marvelous things. Maybe some were at the last stop in their journey of life, with nothing to lose and yet everything to gain. So they were willing, if not eager, to follow Jesus into this lonely, deserted place, willing to risk the growing darkness of night, hunger, and even the potential long walk home, just to be with Jesus, with no one in a rush to leave. It is here in this lonely, deserted place that Jesus meets them and their deepest needs in a life-giving and self-giving way. We are all gathered here in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ to celebrate the great gift of his body and blood on this the solemnity of Corpus Christi. In many ways, we are not unlike the gospel crowd. We too have come with our hopes and needs to encounter Jesus. Here, through the Lord Jesus, we experience his real presence and the hope of something better. Here, we are given a share in the very self-giving life of God. Today and at every Mass, Jesus meets our needs by giving us his total and unconditional love, while at the same time nourishing us spiritually. The Holy Eucharist is the source and summit of our Catholic faith, because our sharing in the Eucharist, the bread of life and the cup of eternal salvation, is an act of communion where we are brought into the life of Christ and his Church, sharing in Christ's resurrection and life. Here we truly receive the same Jesus, his body and blood, soul and divinity, nourishing us to be his faithful brothers and sisters, reassuring us that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is always present in our lives. Indeed, what an amazing gift of love is ours. My sisters and brothers, as we prepare to receive Holy Communion, we will repeat the words of the Roman centurion from long ago, who, encountering Jesus, humbly declared, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." Every time we receive this great gift from heaven, we are proclaiming Christ's death and resurrection until he comes again in glory. Here we are blessed to join with all the saints and angels in the worship of the one who has loved us without condition. Here, under signs of bread and wine, our Lord meets our most basic needs, to be loved through the gift of his love and to be nourished through the gift of himself, gifts we are called to share with others in love. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.